rinnenchi. Come avrò noia, avrò triste vino, lo dico d'un esco morino, lo dico d'un esco morino.
From Ukraine, the Lemko Bluegrass Band and Dunaj. Dobrý večer i vitaju vas всіх шановні радіослухачі на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння, котра подається вам сьогодні ввечері, щосуботи о 6 годині на багатомовній радіостанції АМ 1320 у місті Ванкувері. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. This is a Shevchenko tribute program. In fact, every show this month will be a Shevchenko tribute program because, of course, March is the month that we celebrate the birth as well as commemorate the death of Ukraine's national bard, Taras Shevchenko. So we'll have a little story from Rushnichok and a song. As well, we'll have news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, much of it on a Shevchenko theme, as well as contemporary tunes, traditional tunes, many of them relating to what is happening in Ukraine now, that being an unfortunate war. Coming up next is Edmonton's Trubka. This is from a CD recorded back in about 1992 or so. It's called Pochatka, which means beginnings. Trubka is no longer together, but to many of their the members of the band, as well as their mentees and perhaps descendants of some of the original members of the band, have gone on to form one of the many other polka bands in the Edmonton area. But here they are now from this recording made back in 1992. From Pochatka, here is Trubka now with Dume Moi, My Thoughts.
Моей, друге моей, не повинись, а Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Hollis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Hi, I'm Vincent Reese from Edmonton's Cobblestone Freeway Cultural Tours with exciting news. Our 2015 tours are up and ready to go. Join us for a unique cultural tour. We have trips to Eastern Europe, including Western Ukraine, Hungary, and Croatia. Plus, we're going to Costa Rica, Brazil, and Argentina. So visit our website for photos and details. Cobblestone Freeway, we're in Edmonton and ready to go. So book today. Visit cobblestonefreeway.ca.
Thank you. одна заплаче, бо я її брат. А друга заплаче, бо я її сват. А третя заплаче, бо плакати мусить, бо вона од мене дитько носить. А третя заплаче, бо плакати мусить, бо вона од мене дитько
From Winnipeg, that was Zrada and Kidme Preshle Karta, which translates as I received the letter. And the letter in this case refers to a conscription notice. And it harkens back to World War I era when part of Ukraine was governed by the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Conscription, of course, is often a reality when a country is at war. In Ukraine today, that is certainly the case. However, most Ukrainians who are fighting at the front have been going there voluntarily, and this includes people from all walks of life. This was discussed with Lydia Walansky on the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos this past Wednesday. If you missed the show, you can catch the interview. She brings us up to speed on things that are happening in Ukraine at the front, on the home front, as well the impact in Ukraine of the Nemtsov murder. So you can check out the podcast. That would be March 4th. And you can find the link at www.nashholos.com. Meanwhile, here is Haida Make with a traditional Ukrainian folk song also referring to wartime. It's called Yichal Kozak na Vinoinku, a Kozak goes off to war.
Козак на війноньку, прощай, сказав дівчинонько, прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку. Прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку. Дай же, дівчино, пустину, може у бою загину. Темної ночі закриють очі, легше в могилі спочину. Темної ночі закриють очі, легше в могилі спочину. Дала дівчина пустину, козак у бою загину. Темної ночі закрили очі, вже він в могилі спочину. Темної ночі закрили очі, вже він в могилі спочину. Прощай, сказав дівчинонько, прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку. Прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі від всіх наших членів оркестри «Рушничок», великий привіт вам!
Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Today, a few words about one of Rushnichuk's shortest songs. But the sparse, powerful words are part of the greatest legacy Ukrainians have today, for those words were written by poet-artist Taras Shevchenko, a man who rose above the economic, political, and personal wreckage of his time to influence the consciousness of an entire nation. A genius who popularized and gave a unique standing to the Ukrainian language because to read his wildly popular poems, you had to read them in Ukrainian. Shevchenko was born into serfdom. By age 11, he was orphaned. His art eventually would buy him his freedom. But brave words would put him back into chains repeatedly. Today in Ukraine and across the world, the Ukrainian language is again under some threat, this time from erosion. 40 years ago in Montreal, my friend and bandmate Eugeno Sidach put a simple, memorable melody to Shevchenko's towering words. «Учитися, брати мої!» They state, «Learn well, think, read, learn what is foreign to you, but don't forsake your own. For those who forget what their mother taught them will answer to God». I believe that Eugen's melody could become an easy-to-remember anthem when we come to celebrate the bicentennial of Taras Shevchenko's birth, sing it at schools and camps and concerts, but most of all, remember the orphan who took on giants and who saved a language. Here we are with Rushnichuk, Volume 1, Ukrainian Poet Number 1. The song is called «Учитися, брати мої». Learn well, everyone.
«Учитися, брати мої, думайте, читайте, і чужого навчайтесь, свого не цурайте, і чужого навчайтесь, свого не цурайте.
Високі ноги перед вашим ним. Боже, нет ю похвали, за що розкинула. Сплати мої, меншого брата, нехай на ти усміхнеться, заплакана мати.
Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their first CD, self-titled, and that was Slava Kobzaria. Up next is a singer-songwriter, very popular, been around a long time in Ukraine. His name is Viktor Morozov, and here he is with a song that became very popular during the Orange Revolution, which occurred over 10 years ago. And here he is now, Viktor Morozov, with a song and a title that no doubt Taras Shevchenko would have certainly approved, Oh My Dear Ukraine.
Сон не скінчиться ніколи, ти будеш одна, твій портрет завбільшки з долоню, розтане між хмар, між дивних людей. Наче весело між весняних дощів, погляд твій і розплетені коси розтануть як дим між дивних людей.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
At least two people have been reported injured following an explosion in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. Video posted to a YouTube account called Mafia Kharkov showed the blast had destroyed a minivan. Initial reports indicated that the vehicle was transporting the commander of a Ukrainian volunteer battalion and his wife. It's the latest in a series of explosions in the eastern Ukrainian city over the past few months. On February 22nd, a bomb blast killed four participants of a rally commemorating the victims of the Euromaidan protest movement. Cafes frequented by pro-Ukrainian groups, as well as facilities housing volunteer organizations, have also been targeted in Kharkiv and Odessa.
An investigation is underway after two people were wounded in a car blast in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. The blast around midday local time wounded the commander of a special police battalion and his wife. The spokeswoman for the prosecutor general in the Kharkiv region said the woman was in serious condition. Literally an hour ago, the explosion happened. A Volkswagen car with two people inside exploded. They were husband and wife. Both of them suffered. They were taken to hospital. He has injuries of medium severity. His wife is in a difficult condition. She is undergoing surgery right now. She said a forensic examination of the site was underway. As for now, we already know that the mine has exploded. Investigators of the Security Service of Ukraine, a police investigation team, and forensic experts are working at the site of the accident. All the circumstances of the event are being established. Interfax news agency quoted police officials as saying that a mid-sized sticky bomb was discovered at the site of the explosion. It's the latest in a string of attacks in Kharkiv and other Ukrainian cities in recent months. On February 22nd, four people were killed when a bomb exploded during a rally meant to honor the victims of the Euromaidan protest movement. Other attacks have targeted pro-Ukrainian groups and volunteer battalion members in Kharkiv and Odessa.
Ukraine is prepared to pull back more heavy weapons from the front line as part of a multi-stage plan brokered by the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France and Germany in Minsk on February the 12th. The spokesman for military operations in East Ukraine said that the withdrawal of Ukrainian artillery is constantly being supervised by the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission along with the world media. He added that this would continue as long as Russian-backed militants comply with the plan as well. However, the agreement remains fragile. Militants fired on Ukrainian positions 40 times during a recent 24-hour period, mostly targeting areas around Donetsk. Under the latest stage of the ceasefire plan, Ukrainian soldiers will reposition Grad multiple rocket systems from the demarcation line to create a 70-kilometer security zone between the opposing forces. So far, though, militants have refused to allow OSCE observers to fully witness the pullback of their weapons to the agreed positions.
Russian-backed militants attacked Ukrainian positions in East Ukraine 14 times overnight Thursday, according to Ukraine's military spokesman. The towns of Adivka and Pisky were among those under fire, as was Shirokino, which lies close to the strategically important city of Mariupol. Mariupol is currently under government control, but is believed to be a key target for the Russian-backed militants. Ukraine says its forces fired back only in defense when civilian lives were threatened.
Russian-backed militants have reportedly reopened the railway line running through the eastern Ukrainian city of Debaltseve. Ukraine's State Security Service said the junction is now functioning again and that militants are using it to ship Russian weapons. Debaltseve was the site of heavy battles in January and February as militants tried to encircle and defeat Ukrainian forces who had control of the strategic city. Ukrainian soldiers were ordered to abandon Debaltseve on February 18th following heavy losses. During the battles, the city's rail facilities were largely destroyed. The city is an important transportation route between the two main insurgent-held cities, Donetsk and Luhansk. The loss of Debaltseve came after a ceasefire was supposed to go into effect on February 15th. Militant groups said the agreement did not apply to the city. An aide to murdered Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov has revealed what she says is one of the last notes he ever wrote. The note, as reported by Reuters, describes Nemtsov's communication with Russian paratroopers, who he claimed had been deployed to Ukraine. According to the note, 17 paratroopers from the city of Ivanova had been killed in Ukraine. The aide, Olga Shorina, told Reuters that Nemtsov had resorted to writing notes because he feared he was being monitored by the Russian government. Other opposition figures, including Ilya Yashin, have claimed that Nemtsov was preparing a report implicating the Kremlin in the Ukraine conflict. Nemtsov was shot dead on February 27th while walking with his girlfriend near the Kremlin walls. Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged to investigate the murder, but many critics suspect Kremlin involvement in his death. A message to Vladimir Putin and Europe has been placed in one of the most symbolic spots in Germany. A large poster seen in this video posted by Berlin Visual calls for a united Ukraine and has been hung at Checkpoint Charlie in Berlin. The poster, hung on the Checkpoint Charlie Museum building, calls on Europeans to support Ukrainian sovereignty and demands that Russia remove its forces from the country. Ukraine's former Minister of Youth and Sport, Dmytro Bulatov, and Ukrainian Defense Advisor Tatiana Ryzhkova appear in the video, urging Europe to support their country.
Deteriorating media freedom in Russian-occupied Crimea is deeply disturbing and worrying, the OSCE representative on freedom of the information said on Thursday. Dunya Mietovich claimed that the truth had been the first casualty of the crisis and urged those responsible to stop media censorship and to ensure journalists' safety. Her comments were made in the regional capital Simferopol, where she met with local journalists and media associations who voiced their concerns about the intimidation by self-defense forces and local militia. The OSCE representative claimed that dozens of journalists and bloggers had been threatened, physically attacked, interrogated or kidnapped since Russia's seizure of Crimea in March last year. The premises of at least six media outlets and media NGOs have been raided, with Crimean Tatar extensively under censorship. In late January, Russia's FSB security services stormed the office of ATR, a channel dedicated to the region's Muslim minority group. Russia's Federal Investigative Committee justified the assault by saying it was part of an investigation into the deaths of two residents about a year ago. Files and personal data were taken by police. About 100 people gathered outside of the headquarters of the peninsula's only Crimean TV broadcaster to protest about the raid. Captive Ukrainian lawmaker and fighter pilot Nadia Savchenko is ready for hospitalization, but only after Ukrainian doctors are permitted to examine her. She agreed to the proposal after over 80 days on hunger strike, reports Ukrainian news agency TSN. Russia's foreign ministry must now decide on whether to grant Ukrainian health officials access to the 33-year-old, who began her hunger strike on December the 13th in protest over her incarceration. Nadia decided to stop a full hunger strike and start eating chicken broth this week after pleas from her sister. The jailed pilot has complained of severe heart and stomach pains. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov assured the Savchenko family that Russian President Vladimir Putin was carefully watching the situation. Calls for the Ukrainian pilot's release have come from across the international community, including from European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini, President of PACE Anne Brasseur, and the U.S. State Department. Savchenko's lawyers published a handwritten note, scanned this week, which said, "Sometime I will drink chicken soup. If I die, I will die healthy. If I fight, I will have enough power. I will fight together with you." Savchenko was kidnapped by Russian-backed militants in summer last year and transferred to Russia, where she's accused in the involvement of the deaths of two Russian journalists. Moscow claimed she crossed the border herself.
The UK is interested in strengthening the defense capability of the Ukrainian army, Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said on Thursday. The pledge came less than a fortnight after British Prime Minister David Cameron announced plans to send up to 75 military trainers to Ukraine to help the army defend against Russian-backed militants. Hammond made the remarks during a visit to Kyiv on Thursday, following meetings with top government officials.
And most recently, the announcement that we will provide military trainers to the Ukraine armed forces. And we look forward to making an important contribution to the development of capability of the Ukraine armed forces effectively to defend the country.
Hammond added that easing of the sanctions against Russia would not be considered unless Moscow adheres to the Minsk ceasefire deal.
We are clear that the agreements that were entered into on February 12th at Minsk must be complied with in full, and that the only basis for removal of sanctions by the European Union will be the full implementation of the commitments that were entered into at Minsk.
Hammond also expressed broader interest in helping the Ukrainian government's broad reform program, including reforms related to energy and corruption.
A NATO flotilla is conducting training in the Black Sea with exercises which include anti-air and anti-submarine warfare exercises, as well as boat attacks and basic ship handling maneuvers. NATO has announced that the flotilla will train with ships from the Bulgarian, Romanian, and Turkish navies. The multinational Naval Rapid Reaction Force is led by an American admiral and consists of a flagship, a guided missile cruiser, and five other ships. The group will go to the Mediterranean later in March to resume patrols, contributing to maritime security in the region. The U.S. and NATO have stepped up their patrols in the Black Sea over the past year following Russia's military intervention in Ukraine. The Supreme Allied Commander for Europe, U.S. General Philip Breedlove, recently said that active discussions were underway with Ukraine to set up joint naval exercises next year.
Activists in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv have launched an innovative way to break free from fuel prices with the launch of an electric eco-taxi. The new vehicles easily blend into other traffic. But the organizer of the project, Andriy Andrushak, said that though subtle, it was a huge step forward for the whole country, both on an environmental level and to ease away from Russian oil. First, it is ecological, because there are no emissions. Then there is the independence of our state from the other neighboring one, which is selling oil to us. It is the future, because in some time it may be possible to charge simply from the energy of the sun. Energy is a major sticking point between Ukraine and Russia. Moscow has periodically shut off gas supplies amid the conflict between the two countries and disputes over pricing and unpaid bills. One Lviv resident said he saw the benefits of the almost noiseless vehicles sliding along the streets of the city. The car is quieter and softer as it drives. The difference is not very obvious at first sight, but in perspective, the influence on development is great. Filling station network OKO became one of the first companies to provide charges for the electric cars at its stations in Ukraine. But eco-taxi activists have said that they hope in a few years the charging facilities will become ubiquitous. So far, the initiators of the project charge passengers the price of the used energy. So a trip through the whole city costs around 1 Ukrainian hryvnia, or about 4 cents.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv.
Lay і в голові. Я вас, сука, мене називаю, я заправду сфальшований.
Ukraine's Serhii Fajfura and Dajte Volyu Nadiyi Free Savchenko. Up next is Fata Morgana with Shevchenko's words set to music. Bandureste Orla Sizi.
Bandureste Orla Sizi. Dobre tobi, brate. Maješ krila, maješ silu. Є коли літати, тепер летиш в Україну, тебе виглядають, полетів би я з тобою, та хто привітає. Дякую.
What's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and in the Greater Vancouver listening area. Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial and streaming online at chly.ca. Channel 8 Omni airs two Ukrainian language TV shows in the Vancouver viewing area. Kontakt TV Sundays at 7 a.m. with repeats Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 a.m. And Forum TV Sundays at 8 a.m. with repeats on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 12 noon. And at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, or catch the live stream at am1320.com. And join me for another hour of fun on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, make sure to follow Nash Holos and me on Facebook and Twitter. And for audio archives, transcripts, podcast feeds, and more, visit our website at www.nashholos.com.
Hey, 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 hey
And that was Anatoly Rudenko and the Folklore Ensemble Kyiv and Nalivaimo Bratya, Let's Drink, Brothers. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не бере прикладу від таких людей, що злі вчинки роблять. And our proverb of the week translates as, do not follow the example of people who do bad deeds. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB. To take us home, we've got Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg from their CD Back Up and Push and the Songbird Polka. So on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks for listening and Dobranich! Thank you.